There's still no suspect named. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. In Moscow, Idaho, where four university students were found stabbed to death on Sunday.
More information is trickling out from those autopsies. There are now two reports that each of the victims was stabbed more than once, and the coroner telling me that it was likely the same knife used on all four of the victims. Here at the rental house where those four students were murdered, we saw another full crime scene investigation conducted yesterday. This time, it was not Moscow PD, but rather Idaho State Patrol and the FBI. And
Fox's Dan Springer in Moscow. In Los Angeles, the Maine police say drove into a group of law enforcement recruits out jogging Wednesday, maybe intentionally. Nicholas Gutierrez has been released. 22 of them were hit. What happened?
If law enforcement hasn't presented a case to the district attorney within 2 days, a suspect cannot be held for a longer period of time. LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva had said five recruits were critically injured.
Some recruits are saying they heard the car accelerating. They estimate around 30 to 40 miles an hour.
A spokesman for the sheriff's office says the evidence is there against Gutierrez. They just want to make sure their case against him is presented properly.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Elizabeth Holmes will be sentenced today for fraud and conspiracy, duping investors to buy into her company Theranos' unreliable blood testing technology. Holmes' lawyer wants the judge to give her home confinement since she's pregnant and has a young child. The U.S. has condemned North Korea again for yet another missile test, this one capable of carrying a nuclear warhead that could reach the U.S.
We again call for North Korea to stop further unlawful destabilizing acts.
That's Vice President Harris at an Asian summit in Thailand. The snow's coming down on western New York. Could get 4 feet by Sunday. More than 100 flights to and from Buffalo canceled today, including this man's trip to Florida to go on a cruise.
Yeah, so, you know, this is normal for us. But at this point in time, in the middle of November, is not. We haven't seen this type of snowfall in quite some time.
America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Stocks are rising to start the day. The Dow is gaining 83 points. The S&P 500 is up by 10. This as the price of oil continues a big plunge this week, down more than $4, around 77 bucks a barrel. Gas is also continuing to decline, down another 2 cents. AAA's national average for regulars is 370 per gallon. That is 9 cents less than a week ago, 17 cents less than a month ago, but still 29 cents more than we paid 1 year ago. It's unclear how many people still work at Twitter. Elon Musk already cut about half the workforce when he took over. Then
there was an email that these employees woke up to. It was on Wednesday morning. It was from Elon Musk. Some didn't even know it was real at first, but it was. Said, hey, you have till 5 p.m. Eastern Thursday. So last night, you either can stay here at the company or you have to and commit to working, quote, long hours at high intensity, or you move on and we'll give you 3 months severance.
Fox Business Network's Colin McShane. There's also news at another company Elon Musk runs, Tesla.
Some 30,000 Tesla Model X cars are being recalled because their front passenger airbags may deploy incorrectly during some low-speed crashes. The issue, a calibration of a restraint control module or set of sensors, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The fix is an over-the-air software update. Last week, the electric vehicle maker recalled over 40,000 Model S and Model X vehicles due to the risk of experiencing a loss of power steering assist when driving on rough roads or after hitting a pothole. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
On Thursday Night Football, a runner became a passer.
Out of the pistol this time. And he's going to throw it, and it's Austin Hooper for the touchdown.
Derrick Henry threw for a TD and ran for another score, leading Tennessee to a 27-17 win over the Green Bay Packers on Amazon Prime Video. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.